Are you lucky? Okay, so we're touching on difficult sugyas here, very difficult sugyas. A person has to have a very healthy sense of self here, otherwise you'll be completely lost. We've touched on some of the principles. Let's take one further step here. Bottom of Kuf Lamed. Keshen is suing Chayv Leoiz Bnoy al Ava, al Regesh, val Kirve Ishit. I think that's partial. That the basis of a marriage is built on love, on feelings of closeness, personal closeness, and as we mentioned, exclusivity. That's the marshal. We're in the nimshal now. How does it look in your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? You can do all the mitzvahs b'shleimus. He can lose the entire reason why he's alive. If you don't keep the mitzvahs, you're also going to lose the whole reason why you're alive. We're not saying throw away the mitzvahs. But if all you did was kept all the mitzvahs, you could still be missing the plot completely. Only when he recognizes Boru, clear, that there's no source of pleasure, real emistika pleasure with Vadoidi Veroi outside of his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ashechikum Amtakim, Rak as Neichel to Keshe Ishim Boiroilam, Ulahatsis Belibeno and Shalheva Sa'ab. Only then can he connect and touch with the Boiroilam and ignite in his heart that flame of love. I told you, these are very dangerous words. Because we're so far from this that you're likely to do one of two things. Either pretend you're there already and start looking weird and doing funny stuff, or you'll lower the bar. Ha'inyan daim elebnei zu. She'enu mushlamim v'beisen enu mitafked b'tzure yali. Let's look at two couples. The first couple, they don't really run the house and run their lives in the most efficient manner that people are. Habal einu mefanes kareis mishpochto. He doesn't really bring in enough panosa. Nilo ha'isha einu doeget kareil ochel. The quiz and the tafkid habai. She doesn't really run the house so well. By shreiri, he say that the house is a balagan. Ve'ledim oisim kakol ha'ila arucha. The kids are doing whatever they want. It's always someone else's kids. It's never my kids. Ulam dova ayachad yesh lebnei zug elu v'goyrim ze ma'pil av kol chesra no sayim. They have one thing that overrides all the lacks. Shereres b'neim ava v'achva v'em u'shorim. They have an enormous love and respect for each other, and they're very, very happy. B'mikra ze av kol v'ashim t'chase ava. Habayit mamshich litkayem v'lo ma'em v'salaf sakonas pirut. The house is safe. It's a mess, but it's safe. This is not about to blow up. Lumazoy is b'nei zug acherim in the next door building. There's another couple. She'etzlam shorim shilaton b'seder. Hamoyach sholet v'habayit b'tafked b'tzure mu'uleh. This is a very well-run home, a very well-run family. Mamash fixed. Yeah, you could eat off the floor, it's so clean. panosa, efficient, the kids are neat and tidy, well trained. Ulam imalev, sorry. Ava ulam imalev choser, im ein sham ave ve ein tikshoret chiyavis beneyem. But over there, where there isn't the love and there isn't healthy, positive communication, and chasorim eseika, they're lacking the most important thing. No one here is coming, we said this 5,000 times, to mamayit in the importance of keeping mitzvahs the way you're supposed to keep mitzvahs. No one's coming to say that. This is not Christianity 101. Ulam, al dikduk zeh lenoive mamayin ha'av avarotzen l'kayim esitzonen shel ha'ahuv ha'shleimutz. ככה הם פני הדורים בבית יהודי, וככה הם פני הדורים בקשר אבא של המצרים עם בוירה כל אילומס. The same way as it is in the house, so too in בוירה כל אילומס. First there's קבולוס על מלכות שמיים, and then there's קבולוס על מצוות. If you get it the other way around, you're going to run into trouble. If you stop at the קבולוס על מלכות שמיים, you don't do the mitzvot, then you're ready to have a קבולוס על מלכות שמיים either. You need both, obviously. You love Hashem, he loves you and you refuse to do what he asks you to do. There's something chosim in a sefer there as well. But as we've seen and we'll continue to see, it starts with the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, with the Avo. That's the Gemara Mufreshes. Zu hizdamnut she'anik lanu avayis barach b'doreinu. That's the unique opportunity this generation has. To prove, we have the ability now really to prove that we really want the relationship with him. That relationship, commercial of a marriage. Now you can really show that the color is interested in the relationship with the chosen. But it's only the dabek ach verak b'kodesh baruch hu b'chosen. And I only want a relationship with you. I'm not interested in anybody else. When you start opening up the feelings of love and you start recognizing that we're already bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with bonds of love, Shrei Hashem Hu Oyev Amo Yisrael, Ava Rava Avatanu, the main examples where Hashem expresses this love for us. And then, of course, there has to be the Cheder Yichud. It has to start with you working out what it is that you want. Then you'll see all the signs. Then we'll be zeicher to that promise. I will betroth myself to you forever. That's when there's a cue. We have to do the work, and afterwards you get that cue. This is Avraham Avinu's inheritance to his children. The Kiviyachol Oimelanu is clapping on your head and saying, "Hey, Emes, Atem Agishim Kilo Atem Abudim." You feel very disconnected, very far, very lost. Ein lechem uma. There's nothing left. Ulam aleichel atchil meatchala. Come on, you have to start from the beginning, like I did. Hitchalti levad, bli rav v'moira. I started alone, without a rov, without a teacher, without a mentor. No external assistance whatsoever. On the contrary, the entire world was against it. In the same way as I did, you can acquire that imuna with what's called an eternal kinyan. It starts with recognizing who you are really. Who am I really? When you recognize who you really are, two things we mentioned. You just mentioned the one here because that's what we're dealing with. But there's Bnei B'chayri Yisrael. And then there's Kalosoi V'reyosi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the husband-wife relationship and the father-son relationship. If you understand that and you internalize that, then you'll make more dead. You'll be able to deal with your problems. You won't not have problems. You won't not have nisayinus. You won't not have yusurim, but you'll be able to be more dead with them because they'll have meaning. With that, you'll be able to get to very, very high spiritual levels. Phew, we finally finished Perek Tes. It was a long, long journey. Imagine if there were interruptions, how much longer it could have been. Where's Baruch today? He's the only one that makes the sheer sort of...
Okay. Yeah, but...
He's in Budapest. Doing what? Huh? Okay, miss this. Okay. Not great, is it?
Great mistake.
Perek Yud. It's called Kiblu Malchosai V'achakach Kiblu Gzairosai. We hinted to it a little bit earlier. First, accept my kingship, and then you'll be able to accept my Gzairos. Let's learn a little bit about something we do a lot all the time. At least three times a day, we makabel or malchus shemai. Let's try and understand what that is. Sh'namik v'nizboin en b'koiches nafshenu. When a person will think about the Torah thinking and come to recognize how great we really are, it's possible that imuna in yourself, that's the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. Let's see. The Yetzer doesn't want you to think about this. He doesn't want you going too deep about this, and he doesn't want you to internalize this. And Baruch is listening. You couldn't ask for anything more like spine-chilling than that. The Yetzer doesn't want you stopping and thinking deeply about who you really are. He wants you doing all sorts of external maisa, tzaddikim v'chassidim. He was a chassid, by the way. He wasn't a Litvak. That's my problem. He didn't have that problem. He was a chassid. So I'm in good company. Materoso Ishilonatsula Rega is Murutsa Sachaya. He doesn't want us to stop the running of our life. Venatchila Amikul is boy and me on Uber MS. Who am I really? But if he's gonna bring it to our sword somewhere else, I don't really remember. But somebody wants to ask the Kotzka, Rebbe, where can I find Hashem? He said, who wants to know? That's the answer. That's not a question. That's the answer. When you know who's asking the question, where can I find Hashem? That's where you'll find Hashem. And the Yetzer knows this. HaYetzer Yodei Sheyedia Kazu Kesheyi Choderes Esalei. The Yetzer knows when you get in touch with me and me, really, when that's engraved into your mind, that is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, because it's all Tolu B. Ein Adova Tolu Ella B. Ubishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Hamashmoy Sisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mechakeli Utsarichoti Kaviyochol. And as we've mentioned and proved many times here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for me, and he needs me. Kaviyochol. Yesh li tafkid meyuchad sherak ani yochol lebetzeh oto. There's something that needs to get done in this world that only I can do. Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it. Therefore, I have to take, conduct my life with a certain degree of seriousness. Achrayus u'mesirus. Mitamim elu ha'yetzer ma'adif la'astir es kol zois mitamim. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara would prefer to hide all of this from us. U'ma'adif she'nisha b'chutz. He wants us to be outside. Then shall we do? But not kines moves. Hamaton of Aisha Godol. Hamatzapim lanu. And he comes to hide away from us the real essence, the real gift that's waiting for us. There we continue to be sad and miserable, and we feel we're lacking. But until that's made, he tearing shiny. We built it to him by coal. And we therefore matter, as we mentioned before, we find Heterim to do all sorts of things that we wouldn't normally do if we understood how chashu we really are. Yishel, new word, miskenoseinu, I mean misked, nebuchadnezzar, whatever. You had my problems, you'd also do all these things. Vishel hadimyoynes, shetipocheinu la'atzmeinu shanu zkukim l'rachamim. Because we've got comfortable thinking, well, we need rachamim, we need mercy, I'm not so whatever. Anyway, what is malah? Not so important. No, so, well, I will. Kleimar, sorry. Hayetzi yodeis ha'emes ki ha'shpitz idishkeit. The piska of Judaism. The pinnacle of Yiddishkeit, Kloima Hanakuda Yehudit Kiakesha Pnimi. Judaism is about that inner kesha that a person has, a chayva poimi boiroila, when you live with a Kodesh Baruch. Es Hanakuda Zuhu Manyen, the kachet mitanu b'kol kocha. That is prepared to take from you with all his might, with everything. Move up the Gemara. If you think this is just Hasidus, or this is just Musa, or this is just some sort of ramblings of a wise man, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, Lama Kodma Pasha Shma Levahoya in Shemoya. Interesting question. I'm sure you all have this problem when you say Shma in the morning and in the evening. Maybe you are thinking too much. But at least in the morning. Why am I saying Shma before Vahaya and Shemaya? I'm sure you've lost sleep on that question. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha lost sleep on that question. First you do the mitzvahs, and then you come to get a relationship with Hashem. How do you start with loving Hashem before you've done anything? And he came to the realization, Kadeshi Kabbal alav al Malchu Shemayim, Tchila v'achakach yibol alav all mitzvahs. You can look at yourself at the morning, Brochas Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, sorry. First, you have to accept Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, and then Kabbalah's all mitzvot. That means there's going to be a time in your life where you're going to be working on the love relationship you have with Hashem without doing any mitzvot. But you first have to do this before you can do that. We don't feel it because we're doing a lot of it all together at the same time. But at some point in your day, you have to stop and think about the Kavod HaSol Malchus Shemayim. The Meiri over there brings a midrash on this Gemara. Moshe LeMelech SheNichlas LeMedina. It's a moshe of a king who arrives in a certain country. Yotzer B'nei LeKroisoi, and of course the people go out to greet him. Omru Loi, and they said to the king, Zora Leinu Gzeiros. Make for us laws, run the country for us. Amalehem, kiblu malchosai the achachach tikablu gzareis. First, accept upon yourselves my kinship. Then I'll make zayrus. I'm not prepared to make zeiras, which you can decide or not decide, because I'm not really your king. First, I have to be your king, then I'll make zeiras. That's why we first start with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim in the first Pasha. Then you have Oil Mitzvahs. Two separate avodas. We'll see later that the one was Chuban by Sishon, the other one was Chuban by Shemayim. If you only have one, you're going to get to a Chuban. We'll see. It was worse. Whatever, we'll get there. We'll discuss that later. You need both. In order to have by Shlishi, both of these have to be perfectly harmonized. But it has to start with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And that's something Yetzirah doesn't really get you to do. He's happy that you're keeping chumras and that you're doing all the mitzvahs and whatever. Just forget about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's all. Forget about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yetzirah is only too happy to let you do mitzvahs the whole day. And his shlichus is to make sure that you die. That's his job. And my job is to try and stay alive.
So it's same.
He's doing the Rotzen Hashem, yeah, but the Rotzen Hashem is to enable you to have Bechira.
Yeah,
that's why the Yar Hashem is a Yetzor of you, Tov Moed. Because without the Yetzor, there's no point in being in this world. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in order to give us an opportunity to earn the good. So the Yetzor is doing his job. My job is to kill him, not to allow him to kill me. And he's serious about what he wants to do. It's not a game. He really wants to destroy you.
Why? Because he wants.
Because you have to have Bechira.
Yeah, but at the end, I want to succeed.
He wants you to succeed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rely on that.
No.
You're 100% right, yeah. But I wouldn't rely on it. I'll tell you why, because it's also the Yetzer. I really want you to succeed, but right now, just do the Aveira. Your job is to fight him. He's your biggest enemy, and he's trying to destroy you. What goes on behind, and he really wants you to succeed, etc. That's not going to help me fight him. If I think he's on my side, that's also the Yetzer.
Why would he want you to succeed?
Because he knows what the real Rosh Hashanah is. But I wouldn't rely on that, because it's going to get you into trouble, because that's also the Yetzer. Because he disarms you and you let down your guard because you think he's on your side. Yeah, I also want the Rosh Hashanah. And really, but therefore, and then he gets you to the Aveirim, and then he's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, I succeeded. But he just wants to kill you. I'm not making that up, but I'm a person tomorrow. The Yetzirah wants to destroy you for good. That's his job. Otherwise, you wouldn't have Bechira. Now, Baruch Hashem, there's a Yetzirah. Otherwise, you wouldn't have Bechira. There'd be no point in being here. But my shlichus is to destroy the Yetzirah, not to let him fool me into thinking he's on my side. A good cop, you know? First, there should be a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. And through keeping the mitzvahs, you'll slowly get close and build a relationship with them. And that's the Havamina. That's the Havamina. The Miskon is no. There first has to be a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. You first have to makabul on yourself the Malchus. It's after Shema Bafta. The Bafta is part of the Shema. It's all contained in the first six words of Shema as well. It's actually contained in the Echot. It's all in the Echot. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is Echot. What does Echot mean? That's exactly the next line. He's gonna, that's exactly the next thing he's going to say. Which we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see. Because we live in a world where there is time.